Koba came and answered, would eat and drink and bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anybody ask something? The guy asks, yeah, I want some old wine. No problem. Coming up. Oh, you know what old wine is?
Wine.
Oh, yeah, old vine. That's what it means. Old vine.
Alta vine.
Wow. Do you hear that? Old vine. I said, anybody wants old wine? They said, Alta vine, right. That's not what it is. It's a company.
Right. I've seen that.
The point is, so Avram would have everything for anybody. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Number one, why, Mamish basic, challenge yourself with a simple question. Why is Avram doing this? Emes.
Why is he opening the four sides?
Why opening the four sides? He's running out finding out. Why is he running out?
He was the first model theater.
Okay, so if you're saying that he did a job for Kiruv, fine.
He's not a coach of Sukkah because there's no four walls.
Fine. So you're saying that Avram was trying to mekarev people, so it was just in order to be able to get people. Well, the Gemara does say a little bit like this. The Gemara says Avram, the person would say thank you. Avram would say, well, thank me, thank Hashem. So, but question: why would Avram give people whatever they wanted? I mean, why did Avram have to up the game? Why? Like, what's that? Theme that he was so
because they felt good. They're listening to his story.
Why don't we give out Solomon Kugels after this year? Same reason.
Okay, next Gemara. Just let's sugar. Well, let's see the video. We have to ask ourselves.
Hey, who would come to this year without the Shalom Kugel, really?
Every single one of you.
Only
every single one of you would come.
I would come.
Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said next tomorrow. Zilachnos Archim. How great is Achnos Archim? Next paragraph. Write the next one. Right underneath Perkid Rebel. Other Shabbat Abkhuk Lazayin. Rabbi Yechanan is going to say that Achnos Archim is a great Kash Kamas Beit HaMidrash coming to the Shul. Okay, and then the next step of the Gemara is that Rav Dimi from Narada said it's even greater. Now, then the next Gemara says in the same place, you could take a look at the next on the line, Haknas the Arkham is greater than Hakapal Neashkina. Greater than the Shkina. How do we know? Because Avram said to Hashem in next week's Parsha, Hashem, wait for me, wait a second, I have three guests over here. Wait.
What was he doing at that time?
Okay.
He was davening.
And then the Gemara ends off the last three lines over there. Am Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Rav Asi, Am Rav Yechanan, Shisha Devarim, Achol Peretei Melamazah, Kerti Arisalim Ba. Six things that a person gets the fruits of it in this world. It's good for him. Beluhain, one of them is Achdas Zarchim. One is Achdas Zarchim. Okay. So we see over here that Achdas Zarchim is a big, big thing. Big, big thing. Does that have to do with anything about being Makariv? If you're not Makariv, it's not Achnas Arkham. Does that mean you're busy telling me that the Avram's whole Achnas Arkham is being Makariv? We see over here it has nothing to do with that. It's very nice, Kiruv, but that's not the greatness of Achnas Arkham. It says Achnas Arkham is bigger than the Shekhinah. Because you're going to be Makariv people, because you're going to tell people
it's not always Kiruv.
It seems like just in it in itself. Before we next Gemara in Brachas, listen to the next Gemara by Sita Yoram and Beis in Brachas. I did this Gemara about a year and 7 months ago. Yes, that's the chapter. We did this Gemara a year and 7 months ago. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Brachnin Nushim Rabbi Lodav Ben Yaakov Kol Ma'arch Pamachokum Sech Beisoy Man Hanu Men Chosto Ma'ala Lavachotel Kiu Makrav Tamidim. Anybody brings a Pamachokum into the house and gives him pleasure from his things, it's as if he bought a carbon. As if he bought a carbon. Whoa, wow. Shot. Next Gemara. By the way, I'm going to ask the Oil of Mishaila, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. I brought it down. We'll learn in Mitzvah Shem. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein asked the question. If he was a person who was down in Shemayin Esrei, and he saw a Rosh Yeshiva, and he realized that the Rosh Yeshiva needs a place to eat, so in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, he starts Shemayin Esrei. Hey, after Rashiva, if you want to come to his house. After Rashiva said yes, he said he went back to Shemar Nesher. And the person told Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, I'll bring you a raya. It was the right thing to do. Why? Avram Avinu was in the middle of talking to Hashem. And he said, Hashem, please. Wait. And we said, it's bigger than Kabbalah's Nehar Shechina. It's bigger. So could I tell Hashem to wait a second? So I have to go ahead and see the Rosh Hashiva and invite him? Or anybody? This is the Shiloh that he asked for Yitzchak Zilberstein.
Could be anyone, Ivan to Rosh Hashiva.
Or anyone, right. Yes.
So why wouldn't you go to if Snake comes and
to... You're right. I'm not going to say what he responded to that question, but it's an interesting question. Next Gemara, Chagiga. Listen to this. This is Mamish big. This is a big one.
You can invite
this. This next Gemara is a big one. It says the Gemara like this. There are Shulchan Hashem of Nei Hashem. There's a Shulchan in front of Hashem. Rabbi say, look inside. This is Mamish unbelievable. Pasuk on the Beis Hashem Shulchan. Page one. It's page one, the fourth paragraph, fourth piece. Gemara Chagiga Dav Chav Zayin. Rav Yechon Meir Shlakish Dami Tavayu B'dmash Beis Hamikdash Kayim Mizbeach Machaber Adam. When he was a Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach made an atonement for the person. Achshav now, Shulchan Shel Adam Machaber Adam. The table of a person. What does it mean, the table of a person? Rok Rashi, Shulchan Machaber Adam Machnos Nidorchin. That's Rashi's shot. But that's not shot in Tosfos. What is Tosfos' shot, Rabbi Yisai? Look at Tosfos. Shulchan Shel Adam Machaper was a Tosfos. The Gadol Kol Gimo, giving a personal rachayim. Ay, 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 Rabbi Yisai. The power of giving somebody a little bit mashka is so great
on the table
that it atones for a person. We have to make a person, a warmer person up. So what do we see over here?
Only by the
Seder. No, that was an interesting thing. The Gemara before said in Brachas that if you bring a Talmud Chacham in your house, you bring a Tzaddik in your house, then it's as if you brought a carbon Talmud. But over here, the Gemara Chagiga says, any Achnas is Archim is Mechaperon. Unbelievable. Let me get invited. Now is the Gemara in Saita. Now, this next Gemara is really the pinnacle of really where I want to get to, which is, we know there's Achila, Shtia, and Levaya. What is Achila, Shtia, and Levaya?
Levaya, Lima. Machlokes, Mach.
So, you know what? Before we go to the Gemara in Saita, please turn the next page, on top of page 2, there's the Rambam. Interestingly enough, the Rambam, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Achnas Archim, is in Hilchas Avelos. Says the Rambam, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Tasei Shal Dvarim Levacha Cholim, it's a Mitzvah Tasei, Tzimvacha Cholim, Unachim Verim, Ahil Tiamis, Lachim Zakala, Velulavayt Archim, and two, the Malavi, the guest, to escort the guest. Now, what in the world is this thing?
Do you think that?
It's different then. We'll see in a second. All these mitzvahs are included in what is the greatest act of the Achnasas Archim? It's not the fact you gave him to eat and drink, let him sleep in your house, it's escorting him. This is what Avram instituted. The Rambam doesn't speak about the fact that Avram opened up his house to all passerbys on all sides. The fact that he escorted people. He would give food and drink and even malava people. Now, where do we know that Avram was malava people? He escorted people out. We are near the source. I'm challenging the Olam to tell me. Then he says, the Rambam says it's greater than Kabbalat Nei Shechina. The Rambam never ever says just nice flowery Torah. The Rambam says halachas. So if the Rambam is saying Achnas Archim is greater than the Shechina, there has to be a din. The more than bringing them in, the Rambam says explicitly, is escorting them out. Anybody who doesn't escort a person out, it's as if you killed him. And the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara which we're going to see, is where the Rambam is deriving it from. And the Rambam says, we know the halacha is that you're allowed to force a person to give tzedakah. Let's repeat that. The halacha is one is allowed to force a person to give tzedakah. Oh, you didn't know that. The Gemara brings down, Rava akfei l'tzedakah. Force. What, you think it's a joke? Open up your wallet. You need it, you have the money to give. What do you think? You're getting away with this? You're not getting away with this. So the halacha is you could force to give people to give tzedakah. But, I mean, not that you're going and you're calling and calling and calling and making the person feel guilty and this and that. I mean,
last year you gave 54. This year could you give 72?
At least give 36. The same way Bezin could force to give tzedakah, Bezin forced in the act of Achzadus Arkham to escort people out from place to place. The Rambam reiterates that if they don't do it, it's as if they kill people. Then the Rambam says, even if you escort the person four amis, you get a lot of schar. What? What is this four amis business?
The minimum.
Four amis? What is it even? You're going to allow the person four amis?
Well, the Avram Avinu.
And then it says like this. The Kamashir Levaya Shachai Vadamba. What is the Chiyav Levaya? Listen to this. Harav L'Talmud. A Rebbe for Talmud. Ad Ibur Shal, Igur Shal Ir. Until the boundaries of the city. Vishlach Haveri at Chom Shabbos, a man to his friend, to the Chom Shabbos, which is 4,000 feet. Well, 3/4 of a mile. But Talmud the Rav, and Talmud for his Rebbe, at Parsa, which is 16,000 feet. Vimhoi Rabbi Mubuk, Ashlosh Parsois, till 3 Parsois.
What about showing them that you
You're saying showing them that you care?
You're showing that you care for them, and you don't want them to really leave.
So we see over here, three different parts of Levoya escorting the person out. And the Rambam is paskin.
Get the hell out of my house.
The Rambam is paskin this. I don't know what that word is. The Rambam is paskin this. And the Rambam is saying three different. The Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying three different
you can't do that.
Steps. I think I understood. The Rambam says three different steps.
I'm ready for my nap.
The Rambam says three different steps. The Rambam says one step is the Bezin would force people to go bring them from one place to another place. Okay, fine. Four Amis. And then Rapta Talmud. What are these dinim? Like, where did it come from? And what's Shah? And today, is it Negea? Is there any din? Do you see anybody? Have you ever found anybody escorting the guest back home? So.
Back home?
Okay, Dalar Amis, so we know Dalar Amis, fine.
I had a guest last Friday night.
Fine. But I'm not asking that, I'm asking.
I walked him up. Said that Yui Yose. I walked into the corner of his house. He's like, Yui Yose.
Really? That's yeah. Rare.
Okay. Is it only if they're going into a dangerous area? And if that is the four Amis, what? And this is what Avram instituted. And if it's Avram, this is the part that the Rambam is saying is what made Avram great. So, did it say one word about God?
Doesn't Rashi say that Avram spoke to men and that God spoke to women?
Yeah, but now Rambam doesn't say anything to do with that.
This is a separate
thing. The separate than Masad itself. So, again, so we have a question. The question is, number one, what is the din of four Amis of Levaya? What is this thing that the Rambam is saying, number two, that this is the main instituted thing that Rambam instituted and developed? That's about Levaya. If you don't, you're not Malava, the person is as if you killed him. Bezin could force people to be Malava, like you force for tzedakah. and then these different criteria for a Rebbe to a Talmud, a Talmud to a Rebbe, a man to his friend. What is this? What exactly? How do we touch it up? So let's go back to page one. I know there's many pages over here, and I really would like to get to as much as we can. Let's just learn a few of the lines. Let's just learn a few of the lines in page one in the Gemara and Saita. Just a few of the lines. Because there's one line in the Gemara that I feel is very, very important. So first the Gemara is speaking about the Egla Rufa. What's the Egla Rufa? You find a dead body out of a city, and you don't know how the person died, and the elders of the city have to come, and they have to do an entire process, and they have to say, they have to get a kapara. So let's see the Gemara quickly over there. Tana Rabbanan by the underline on that top line over there. The Elam sees it, page one. Chodak Neir Ahi, Krav Melech, Chalol. They go to the corpse, Yerchu to his Deimala, Egla, Rufa, the Nachal Shentam Le Marufa, Matam Le Marufa, Al Mokim Arifas, Shal Egla. They wash their hands because they decapitate, is that the word? The calf. We didn't pour this blood. We didn't see him. V'chi al ibenu also. Shabezin shef from damim. It's not our fault. Leibol lirenu v'chernu v'leib mezaynes lirenu. So he didn't come to our city. And he left without food. We didn't see him. V'nachnu v'leib levia, and we didn't escort him. And that's our problem. That's the responsibility they're taking. Then the Gemara goes and explains a whole story. Tanya Hayra Meir Aymer. The Elam sees it. Kaifun Levaya. You're forced to be Malava. Why? Why do you force? Because be Malava is the greatest thing. There's no amount for the reward for escorting a person out. Shnemar Viru Hashem Ishiyatim in the ear. And it brings the whole story that the Sheva Yehuda was going out for war. And they came to a city. And they basically told the people, the people from the city saw a man going out, and they asked the people that were going to fight, spy, they asked them, can you show us the entranceway of the city, and we'll do chesed. And basically, they killed out the whole city, but they let that family live. So we see over there how great,
in the direction.
Yeah, exactly. And that person went and built a city, and the city was called Luz, the Gemara says, and that Luz, Chelus came from there, Sancheiriv, King Sancheiriv went and mixed up the whole world, except that city. Basically, the schar that person went to escort the person had a ramification for generations, generations, generations. And now, that they didn't even escort the person, they just pointed. Person who escorts the person with his feet, how much even greater is it? Not only that, the Gemara says that the Elam sees Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Elam sees that little Aleph with Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, like smack in the middle of the Amar. Yeah. Somebody goes on the way, he doesn't have anybody to escort him, he should learn Tera. Whatever you get from Levaya, if you're feeling very sour and you don't have levaya, you should learn Torah because the Torah is escorting you. But that's not the main thing I want to tell you. Even Parai, who escorted Avram 4 steps, because of those 4 steps, 400 years, we had to be subjugated under his thing. What does that mean? I had to be a sea void anyway? I don't know, but that's what the Gemara said. Now, here's the main part. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Amalavet Chaver Abraham, somebody escorts his friend for Amis to you in the city. Einoy Nizek, he's not Nizek. He's not harmed. Who's not harmed?
The escorter.
The escortee or the escorter? Look at Rashi. 4 lines, the left Rashi over there, underlined over there, 4 lines from the top. No, the other side. Ein nizuk, The person going out on the road. When the person going out on the road is escorted, even if it's only for Amis, something it does something to that person.
It's the protection.
That gives them the protection for the rest of the road. And if you don't have the rest of the road, it's as if you killed him because you're not giving him that protection. You escorting that person for Amis will have to touch up why. It somehow doesn't make any logical sense to us. But you escorting that person for Amis, by the way, this is a halacha l'maisa. Halacha, we'll see. Kapaskin. Ali for Amis is making it that now that person is going to be guarded. What's the pshat? And the Gemara brings down the story. Ravina leave the Rav Yitzchak Talad Amis Beir Matli Yadi Azeka Bistatzel. Ravina escorted Rav Bar Yitzchak only for Amis in the city, and then he was damaged. It doesn't say what happened, but it was a situation that happened, and he got saved from it. And then the Gemara goes weiter and speaks about a student to a Rebbe, and all of that stuff. And the Gemara ends off, anybody who's Amis Lava, the last line of the Gemara, second last line of the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yechon Shem Rameir, Kol Shem Mislava, Mislava Kilu Shei Vavtam.
Kol Shem Mislava, then what?
It's like he killed the person. So we started off, let's just review what we did, because we said a lot of pieces of information, and we have to know what's relevant to us, what's pertinent to us, and what practicalities is it today? How do we tie it up today? And what taka is so important? We started off with Eeyah opening up his tent on all four sides, and God tells Eeyah, Ech, what do you think you're so good? You know what Avram would do? Avram would always up the game, give a person better stuff. He would run out to try to find guests. So step one, we see this concept of running out, trying to find, well, why? Why do you need to? That's step one. Step two was we saw that Achnas Archim is greater than the Mekabel de Shekhinah. What does that even mean? Practicality. The step three is we said that it atones for the person. We don't have Karbonus. Achnas Archim of all things atones for the person. Step four, the Rambam says you could force a person to do Levaya. You could force. And step five, we see the different levels. Four Amis from one place to another place, a Rav to a Talmud. We want to understand a little bit pshat in that. And then step six is the fact that a person, even if you walk in four Amis, it causes that person not to get damaged for the whole way. So we see many, many pieces that need explanation. Let's turn to page two. What about a person who's Michael on his covered? He says, no, you don't have to walk me. You don't have to walk me. Is it Michael or not Michael?
Or the low Michael.
Not Michael? Okay, that's what you say. Fine. So if you look at, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you have 6 pieces over here, okay? Now, let's start off with the funny stuff. Please go to Simen Kuf Ayin and Shulchan Aruch. Actually, page 2, but we're just going to start from the top. We'll start from the top. That's the Rambam. Skip the Rambam. We already did the Rambam. Next piece is the Darki Moshe, which is Ramosha Isalis. That's the Ramah. He brings down But Yilkut Marash, the Elam Sizer Matzafia Inna, Ein Noihagim Lavois. We don't do Levaya Talmud or Rabbi at Parsa. Remember, Talmud is Rabbi, a Parsa. Mishum Dizmanazat Meichel on Kavodim. So today they're Meichel on the Kavod. However, Viyesh Lelech Imay Imchaveri Arashar to the gate. The whole Pachat Al Ramis Lemaisa. You should do at least 4 Amos. Okay, at least 4 Amos. Now. The next is a little, a drop complicated. It's Shimon Lama Gimel and Shulchan Aruch. That the halacha, you're not allowed to clean out your storage house on Shabbos. Why not? In those days, what's the floor of the storage house look like?
Dirt.
And what's going to happen? You might end up smoothing out, and you might end up doing chayrish. It's considered a told of chayrish, plowing, smoothing out the dirt. Now, the halacha is. The halacha is, you're not allowed to even use that storage house of stuff. Take a look at the Mechaber. Aitzah shel trua, the mechaber is not really the most important thing. It's what the Ramah says. The mechaber says, Aitzah shel trua shel kadi yayin af bishem utal staf menu, a storehouse of grain or wine, even though you're allowed to use it, also lahaskel bei lefanayse el bar mitzvah. You're not allowed to start cleaning it out only for a mitzvah. Let's say you have guests, so you need to be able to move out stuff for the guests that you're allowed to. So basically, if you need room for a base medrash or you have guests, so then you're allowed to clear it out. Even though normally you're not allowed to clear out, because if you start clearing it out, you might come to ending smoothing it out. So they made it very strict halacha. Remember, those days they had dirt floors. We don't have dirt floors today. But in those days, it was very common to, you know, level things out, even inadvertently, and we don't want people coming to do Isuri Shabbos. So the Gzeir the Rabbanon, do not clean out the storage house, except if you're doing a mitzvah. For what? Achnas Archam. Says the Ramah, the Choshev Shatir Moshem Tzarech, mitzvah mutter gam kin l'tzarech Archam. Anytime that the Rabbanon allowed, anytime the Rabbanon allowed you to do certain Rabbanons, you're allowed to do on Shabbos for a mitzvah. It's certain ones. Having Archim is considered a mitzvah too. Guests is considered a mitzvah. Now, what is considered a guest? Let's say I invite somebody for Shabbos for a Suda. Is that considered a guest? We always talk about it.
You don't want to
invite. So, before we get all Musar, that's a very strong thing. The Ramah says, you're going to have to help me touch up what this Ramah means. It's not considered a guest. Unless they came mamish in his house.
Sleeping.
Or that you have a person eating in one place and you invite him over. However, if you invite a friend, he's going back to his own house to sleep, unless he's too drunk to get home. But if he's having his own house to sleep, that's not considered achnas archim. Loi mikri archim. You hear what the Ramah is saying? An unbelievable thing. No. Ramah is saying, if you invite a guest over to stay by you, or you invite a guest that's staying by somebody else, it's considered your suud, it's considered a suud as mitzvah. Like a bar mitzvah is a question if it's considered a suud as mitzvah. A bar mitzvah is a question if it's considered a suud. A bas mitzvah is not a suud as mitzvah, for sure. Bar mitzvah is a question if it's considered a suud mitzvah. And the Ramah over here is saying, you invite a guest over, it's considered a suud mitzvah.
It's not, but it's only for the suud, it's not.
If it's just for the suud, it's not. Okay, just to bring
it. Right.
So you need a combination of achila, lina.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now,
by the way, if they're sleeping by you, there's no levaya.
By the way, the mishnah we'll bring down. Let's say you have a chashuv guy coming over to your house, so you invite your friend over, also to make a matzah. The mishnah says that's also considered inviting your friend. So if I invite over, let's say I have Bruce over. I tell Dr. Kafta, do you come eat by me? So I have the Chashuv Brus here. Being that you're coming to make the matzav, that's also considered, you are also a din of a guest also, a din of a mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah will bring down. What did I want to bring out over here? That somebody inviting someone to your house doesn't fall under the mamish achnas archem to the way it was. Now.
Only stranger?
Somebody who's not from the city who won't be able to. Somebody who's not going home after the meal. Now, the next Gemara is the Gemara in Chul. Let's say you invite guests, and I was by a meal in Eretz Yisrael by a person in Nebuch. The kid was in a coma. He had something on his brain, and then they gave him they saved his life. But he went into a coma. And I used to go there and used to sing for the boy. It was two times I saw the boy focus. When I say focus, you know how the eyes travel up like two times I saw the boy focus. One time I saw the boy focus was when I invited, you know Pompadiso, the band?
Yeah,
so I knew them before they came. Yeah, they were with me in yeshiva, the 11 boys. So I invited them over, and then all you see the boy, mamish, just sitting and focusing. It was like scary to watch. And then another time it was on Purim, I came there. I was good and shukar. After I left, the mother told me that the kid was crying. How was that?
Go.
I don't know. No, she was missing. So, this person I was by, they invited me for Shabbos. They had no food by the house. They had no food to eat. It was terrible. I'm sitting there, and they passed me the challenge again. And they passed me the challenge again, and nobody else is eating. How do you think I'm going to feel sitting and taking literally food out of your mouth? Literally the only one eating. It's so embarrassing. So embarrassing. It's so uncomfortable. But they begged me to eat there. What am I supposed to do? Not eat there? What should I do? Something tells me that if I would have brought my own food, that wouldn't have gone over so well. Wouldn't have gone over so well. So the Gemara brings down the story, how a halacha. You're not allowed to give over your food, that you're a guest, to the children of the Baal Bas. Why? Because there was a story that there was a big hunger. He invited a guy invited three guests. And he had three eggs. That's all he had. He gave one egg to one, another egg to another, and another egg to another. What did they do? The guest gave to the little kid. The kid was, they seized the Baal Bas's little son. The mother says, "My son." Gives the little son. They see the little son wants something to eat. So they give him the egg. They don't need it. What do they only eat an egg and then get full from the egg? They give it to the kid. The Baal Bas comes inside the room. What do they see? That a little shmendrick of a kid, one egg in the mouth and holding two eggs. He was so upset. What did he do?
He left the kid.
He whacked him on the ground.
What are you talking about?
And he died. And guess what happened next? The mother sees that her kid's dead. She jumped. When he sees his wife jump off, what did he do?
No.
He jumped. For that, because the kids were given the egg, three people died. That is the Gemara in Chulin. And because of that, the halacha is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Look at the last part, Siman Kuf Ayin. Your test. We're skipping the two of them. We're going to the end. You're not allowed to give your food until you take permission from the Baal Bas. Cannot give. Because people get so embarrassed of their kids in front of guests. Let's repeat that again. People get so embarrassed of their kids in front of guests. Anybody could relate to that? If the kids don't behave, they get so nervous. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says that today we have a lot of food. We don't really have to be worried so much about this halacha. Okay. Now, another halacha Shulchan Aruch. If you could go one up, I would appreciate it. Hey, halacha hey. Hanichnas lebayis, simen kuf ein siv hey. Hanichnas lebayis, somebody who enters the house, kol ma sheyem le baal bayis yase. Anything that the baal says for him to do, he has to do. It's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you're eating by somebody and the baal bas tells you to do something, you have to listen to him.
Okay.
Bring your dishes.
Wait. What does that mean? So the certain thing will tell you to do this, like clean up. Be mindful cleaning up. Cleaning up? Well, actually, you're not telling me to clean up. You're going to listen to him. You hear this? Are you a guest in the house? Okay, so that's fine. If you're a guest in your own house, well, then I hear.
Says,
you know, you hear how sometimes women, they kick out their husbands out of their house. It's hard for me to understand how, like, kicking that to get out. Like, how do you do that? It's an unbelievable thing. A lady having to get, like, get out, and the man listens. Wow.
He's fine with it.
Oh, he's fine with it. Now I understand. Now look at if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah, and by the halacha ois tezayin, right? Kol mashi emer says the Mishnah Berurah halacha. Haynu afilu davashenish by ktas kasas usrara. A little bit of haughtiness. He's a little bit of a narcissist. The balabas. Shloyer is a kena erech u'shamanava. I would be kenyasin. Meaning, you should do it anyway, even if you wouldn't have normally done that. Let's say the Baal Bais wants him to do something, but he's not sure halachically if it's the best zah. Not sure if it's the best zah, then he doesn't have to listen. Something that sounds like precious. It's not mamish halacha. So the Baal Bais says, come, watch the game with me. Or you have to listen to him. No, it's not, because it's us to watch the game. So it's so boring. Okay. Now, what about if the guy wants him to eat and he's not hungry? So whatever the Baal Bais says, you have to listen to? So the Mishnah Berurah in the next thing says, but you're not mechuyev to stuff yourself in the Baal Bais, just because the Baal Bais wants you to eat. Take the kompota. You don't have to, just because they want you to. But, then you don't have to listen to him. Okay. So, wow. For our boys, we started the sugya. So, we started the sugya. We realized that Chassas Archa is not a portion of the mitzvah. The Hagdara of things are not so clear right now. We see over here this huge mitzvah of being malava person. We know today it's mamish not done so much. Except the four amis. Question is, why not? What's the significance of the four amis? And what's the significance of the whole Achnas Archim? What's this thing that, just because you're eating by somebody, you have to listen to the Baal Bais, whatever he says? What type of thing is that? Because he told you to do something, you have to do something? And you have to listen. So Halakha Shulchan Aruch. What type of thing is that? Like, why? So we see over here that mitzvah Achnas Archim not Pashat. Aber, we started. We'll stop over here, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue next week. Who sponsors? Shkoyach Sheik.